This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill. Another week is in the books. The season's starting to wind down.
All right, Andy. Sox lost a few, but last night picked up the win.
They certainly have lost a few. In fact, they had a season-long five-game losing streak until beating the Tigers last night in Detroit 4-1. Sox getting home runs in this game from J.D. Martinez, Kike Hernandez, and Jaron Duran. Eduardo Rodriguez going five scoreless innings. He struck out 10. So now the Sox are 64-45, second place in the AL East, one game behind the Tampa Bay Rays this afternoon. Sox look to take the rubber game of this three-game series with the Tigers. First pitch this afternoon at 1:10. Martin Perez will be on the mound.
Well, all things considering, losing five and only being a game back behind the Rays could be worse.
Could be much worse, Bill. No doubt about it. We've gotten some help with the Rays losing some games. But watch out. The Blue Jays and the Yankees are starting to creep up. They're now just about 4 to 5 games behind the Red Sox at this point. So it's going to be an interesting ride to the rest of the season in the AL East between who's going to take the division and obviously the AL wildcard race.
Andy, it could be a horse race, as they say. All right, now, what other Red Sox news do we have? Actually, some related draft news?
Well, we do have a few things to mention. In fact, that at the trade deadline, since last we talked, the Red Sox did add a couple of pitchers. Ansel Robles from the Minnesota Twins for pitching prospect, and then Austin Davis from the Pirates for infielder Michael Chavis. So Chavis was a first-round pick of the Red Sox back in 2018, so now he hits the road. But, Red Sox obviously needed some help in the bullpen, so they brought in a few arms, but a lot of people out there thinking the Red Sox did not make enough moves at the deadline. Again, we still haven't seen Kyle Schwarber, the outfielder, soon to be new first baseman for the Red Sox,
right,
even though he's never played the position before. He's still on the injured list with a hamstring injury. Could be heading out for a rehab assignment shortly. And, of course, obviously there's the rehab assignments for Chris Sale, so before long he should be back into the rotation.
Andy, before we jump to what happened this past week, Jerry Remy back in the news, Red Sox broadcaster, former infielder with the team, and again, now battling again his lung cancer.
Yeah, tough news to hear last night. He's going to be battling lung cancer once again. This all started him back in 2008. He's had multiple episodes of this, and obviously taking a leave of absence. He's hoping to potentially get back into the booth again before the season wraps up. We'll have to see how that all plays out, obviously. But yeah, always tough news to hear for the Rem Dog. He's a great guy, does a great job on the air, and it's a shame he has to keep going through all this.
No, absolutely. Andy, let's look back at this past week. It wasn't a great week overall.
It certainly wasn't. Ever since we last spoke on last Thursday, the Red Sox started off the trade deadline on Friday, making a few moves, and then they were playing in Tampa over the weekend. They lost 7-3 on Friday as Martin Perez allowed 6 runs in 4 innings. And on Saturday, the Rays beat the Sox 9-5. Nathan Eovaldi giving up 6 runs in 5 1/3. Xander Bogaerts in this game did play his 1,000th game at shortstop, so he moves into third place in the Red Sox hierarchy as to who's played shortstop the most. Rick Burleson, 1,004 games, so Bogaerts will be passing that in due time. Then there's Everett Scott, who played 1,093 games. Chris Sale made his rehab start for AAA Worcester on Saturday, gave up 2 runs in 5 innings, struck out 7. Sale's next outing will be on Saturday for Worcester. They'll be playing in Scranton, Pennsylvania, if all goes well. Sale could be on the mound on Thursday, August the 12th, against the Rays at Fenway. Then on Sunday, the Rays completed the sweep of the Red Sox with a 3-2 win. The Sox, at that point, well, a game and a half behind the Rays. They were off on Monday to try to recharge, and they headed on into Detroit. And they lost on Tuesday night 4-2 to the Tigers, dropping their season-high 5th game in a row. Garrett Richard gives up 3 runs in 4 innings. Matt Barnes placed on the COVID-19 list with cold symptoms before the game, but he did test negative for the virus. Then yesterday, Barnes was activated off the COVID list. So it's been a kind of a rocky week for the Sox since the last we talked, and obviously the starting pitching has been a major issue in the last 5 games or so, and the hitting overall has been on the quiet side, certainly not hitting with runners in scoring position. That's been an issue. So it's pretty much a season, I should say, a team top to bottom slump at this point in the season. So really not the time you want to see this happening, but still plenty of time to regroup and get back going.
Well, that's the way baseball is. I mean, they were doing so well. These come from behind wins, and yet those the way the game is played, you're going to lose those five straight games. That stuff happens. Hey, what other news player notes do you have for the team in the past week or so?
Well, the Sox did activate utility man Marwin Gonzalez from the 10-day injured list, but they placed pitcher Darwinson Hernandez on the 10-day injured list with a strained oblique. Pitcher Brandon Workman, who was designated for assignment when the Sox traded for Kyle Schwarber at the trade deadline, has cleared waivers, and he's elected to become a free agent.
Okay. How's your oblique today, Andy?
I'm actually feeling pretty soft at the moment.
Okay. All right. All right. There we go. Any other news from around Major League Baseball or the Sox?
Well, the Red Sox did find out who they're going to be starting the season against in 2022 as Major League Baseball released the schedule. Sox opening up at home March 31st. Get out your parkas and your winter hat and gloves. They'll be taking on the Tampa Bay Rays.
You got it. All right. Hey, now, even though the Red Sox are playing this afternoon, there's a NESN Plus kind of a Red Sox on this day broadcast, too?
Believe it or not, there is. I was shocked to see this. So the Red Sox are going up against the Red Sox on two different NESN channels. So if you want to guarantee a win, you can flip over at 1 o'clock to NESN Plus. Can't guarantee it on regular NESN for you. It's a game from August the 5th of 2016. Sox blanking the Dodgers 9-0 in Los Angeles. Knuckleballer Stephen Wright, remember him? He tossed a three-hit shutout that day. Mookie Betts, Sandy Leone, Travis Shaw, all hitting home runs. So if you want to cheer definitely this afternoon, you know where to head.
Yeah, and he's a great comedian too, Stephen Wright. Yeah,
absolutely. He's a multi-talented guy.
Yeah, there you go. All right, other notes, Andy, for us?
Well, just a couple few things out of Major League Baseball. Last Friday, the Blue Jays played their first game in Toronto since September the 29th of 2019. On Sunday, New York Mets found out they won't be signing their number one draft pick, Kumar Rocker, a pitcher out of Vanderbilt. He was selected 10th overall. The team was in an agreement with him to sign a $6 million contract, but his physical exam shows there were some issues with his elbow. So then the Mets obviously concerned with his health, and they backed out on the deal. On Tuesday, against the Red Sox, Tigers first baseman Miguel Cabrera hit his 498th career home run. He also picked up career hit number 2,944, passing Frank Robinson for 36th on the all-time list. Obviously, Cabrera will be enshrined in baseball's Hall of Fame down the road, so it's nice to see a good guy in the game picking up some milestones as he goes along. Then last night, three-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer made his first appearance for the Dodgers after being traded from the Nationals at the trade deadline. He picked up the win, allowing two runs over seven innings, struck out 10. The Dodgers beat the Astros 7-5.
Andy, can you imagine if the Red Sox number one pick then failed a physical and they'd lost him?
That would be a major issue, especially with the Red Sox having the fourth pick overall this year. In fact, Kumar Rocker was someone they were chewing on at the that number four pick, but I think some teams may have gotten some leaks about his potential elbow issues. That's why he actually fell to 10th. He was supposed to be a real top number one through potentially five first-round draft pick, but yeah, I can imagine the heat the Red Sox would be feeling when they finally get such a high draft pick and to kind of go away like that immediately. So, yeah, that can happen, obviously. You never know what's going to happen, especially with pitchers. So it's always a gamble. But, you know, Red Sox think they had a good first-round draft pick and we could be seeing him in the lineup down the road.
Andy, I know we'll close it out right now, but any other thoughts on what's ahead for the team in the next few days?
Well, simply what's ahead for the team in the next few days, you better get some wins. It's, you know, especially today's game against Detroit. You want to go into the weekend series against Toronto on a high note. They got four games in 3 days against the Jays, doubleheader on Saturday as a makeup from a game on July 20th that was rained out. And the Sox come home next week, and the first three games they play next week, they'll be taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. So, again, the AL East, tough games to deal with, big games for the standings. The week after, they're going to be taking on the Yankees again. So this is definitely the real tough, tough part of the schedule. So, yeah, a lot can be said between now and the middle of the month as to where the Red Sox are going to stand going forward with these games coming up.
You know, just a little trivia question. I bet that's the first ever Major League Baseball game rained out in Buffalo, rescheduled for Toronto.
Yeah, you can take that to the bank on that one, no doubt about it. I didn't even think of that. Good one by you, Bill. Absolutely. And it'll never happen again, probably.
Well, let's hope not. All right. All right, there he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Enjoyed it once again. We'll talk next week.
And I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.